This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Should we ever change that? Is that it forever?
I've never liked it.
You've never liked it?
But now it's...
Dude, are you fucking kidding me? Someone pull this up right now. Mike fucking liked it. We tried... Remember, we went through decisions. I had one that you fucking hated.
I don't hate it as much as the first one at all.
Yeah, I had one that you hated because you were like, I hear it in all those... How to...
It was just like the easiest song to get.
Faucet song.
And that stuff bothers me. Screw in a faucet.
How to screw in a faucet video.
Yeah.
I heard it in one of those videos.
Right. Wow, the experience is very different without.
I know, I don't like it.
It's not the same.
It has to be done. How's that feel? Can you hear us?
Much better.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, these are nice. Who got this?
I don't know. Welcome to Dynamic Banter, everyone. We had a good one last time. I came back from Hawaii.
Yeah. I was
That was
here.
Nice. You were here.
You remember?
Dude, can we talk about... Okay, let's talk about two things really quick. Let's be self-promotional for a moment.
Oh, great.
Because it's right off the top before anybody can tune out. Or before they feel like there's not going to be any more good bits.
Don't tune out. Thank you so much for selling out two fucking shows.
Yeah, man. That's so
Nashville.
Badass.
You guys bought tickets right away.
That's crazy.
And we hope that we deliver. Because that was really... I've never had anything sell out in a matter of hours before.
Yeah. I mean, it's very humbling.
There's a very cool... This is a very cool audience for this show. Very
grateful. Man. And it's going to be great. We're going to like ham it up because it's live. There's always something different about doing it live. And Mike, you know this very well because you're a stand-up comedian.
I'll tell you the answer. Bunch of other people there.
Yeah, there's a bunch of other people there. And, you know, man, we could talk about spiritual things if you want.
Right,
but
now,
whatever you want to call it, there is undeniably some kind of energy in the room when there's a crowd in front of you.
Yeah.
And when you're in front of the performer. That's why I love the theater so much. Like,
sure.
Like the theater.
Like, yeah, you do have going to say it fancier.
When you go to see a play or something, because these are people that are doing it right in front of your fucking face, mm-hmm. and they're like doing an hour-long show where they're dancing and singing at the top of their lungs and it's like breathtaking to see such a thing. And on a smaller scale, when you're in the room with a stand-up comedian, you're also seeing someone who's performing at the height of their abilities, you know, without the music and the fanfare and the costumes and stuff. But it's mm-hmm. a different type of art. And I feel like it's a shared experience that you just don't get when you listen to like a podcast or when you watch a Netflix special or...
Yeah, I think people like going out to things now more than they have in a long time because it's there's so much that's easy to get on your phone.
You can get everything.
You can
at
just
home.
Watch an edited thing from wherever you want to be. And I think people are, it's more of like it's back to being a cool experience to go out and to see it live. I swear to God that camera's not going. No, it's in the... That record button's either in the back or hit the shutter button. Yeah, see what that does for you.
That
there we go.
That turned on a movie camera.
Yeah.
Oh, now we're online with that one.
And action.
And now Mike's in the episode. Guys, we film these now. These are filmed.
Yeah.
No. I mean, we filmed them for a while, but...
We just didn't show them to anyone.
We just never... They were just for us to review.
Yeah. That's how you get good. You watch a
like
thousand.
Michael Jackson. Did you know Michael Jackson did that?
What?
Michael Jackson had every single, like, practice performance before a big show, before a big live like tour, he would film all of his like rehearsals.
Yeah.
And he would watch it. He would go home and watch it. He would have them edited or whatever, and then given to him that night so he could watch them at home.
Maybe at this point in the song, I'll say instead of chop-chop-bum.
Do you think that when Joey, listen.
I wasn't talking.
Joey. Come on, Joey. Do you think that in this part, when I touch my leg, should I instead touch my crotch?
Every time he grabbed his dick, that was a leg grab at one point.
It was, yeah.
And then he switched over. He's like, maybe
it was. If Phil Spector was the one that said, grab your dick.
What are you doing with your leg?
Hey, grab your dick. Yeah, what are you doing with your leg? Hey, you're so talented.
This guy's so weird, always grabbing his leg. Wouldn't it be cool if he grabbed his cock instead?
Listen, I was at a party in 1974. Dude, I'm telling you, that's what Phil Spector sounds like. I was at a party in 1974. Elton John was vomiting out of his nose. He said, everyone look.
Grab the dick.
He kept his mouth closed the whole time. Vomit shooting out of his nose, Sir Elton John.
He's knighted, you know.
All over the carpets. $7,000 Spanish carpets. Over at Mick Jagger's house. Paul McCartney's having sex with John Lennon.
In my carport. Like a dingy place.
And the kid.
I mean, he's kid, really giving it to him.
And the little kid, from Fantasy Island. He's on the record player, spinning around, laughing like a little boy. And I see Michael Jackson. He's in the corner of the room. No one's looking at him, and he's just dancing.
Grabbing his leg.
He's just dancing. There's no music playing. This motherfucker's going so hard alone in the corner.
Filming himself.
Just dancing. He's sweating. It looks like it hurts. So I go over to Michael, and I say, hey, Michael, stop grabbing your leg. Grab your dick. And that dog grated my... And that's where that... And that's where that comes from.
The whole party stopped. Looked over at Michael grabbing his dick. It's magic, you could feel something.
And I'm telling you, the room was on fire. But that's because Jim Morrison lit it on fire. The real Christopher Reeves died that night.
A lot of people don't know there's been four Christopher Reeves.
He's in Barton. He's in Barton. He's in Barton. He's in Barton. We need him.
Good Phil Spector.
Listen, here's Phil Spector. I'm pulling him up.
Oh, man.
This video's in the
rain. 10 minutes of Phil Spector standing in the rain.
Do you know Phil Spector fucked up real bad?
Dude. Oh, didn't he have sex with a child or something?
Listen. I'm here to dispel some of the most incredible... Oh, he sounds okay here. This is before he sounded like that.
What? How did he got in trouble for something real bad?
Yeah, he... God damn it. I want to say he was involved in like a murder case.
What? What?
Man. We should talk a little bit about Phil Spector. Because the thing is people need to know.
Why? Who needs to know this?
Death of a ladies' man and end of the century. Spector began to reemerge in the 70s.
Oh, he killed some ladies' man.
Here we go. Murder conviction.
Oh, no.
On February 3rd, 2003, actress Lena Clarkson died in Spector's mansion. Her body was found slumped in a chair with a single gunshot wound to her mouth.
What?
With broken teeth scattered over the carpet. Okay, Wikipedia. Spector told Esquire in July 2003 that Clarkson's death was an accidental suicide and that she kissed the gun.
Why are we... Why didn't we end this at the dick-grabbing bit?
Yeah, I don't know. But listen, man. Here's the thing.
Can't kiss guns. That's a good lesson for everybody out there in case you wanted to learn something this morning.
Phil Spector worked with George Harrison, like when he as soon as the Beatles broke up.
Yeah.
And he like
you could play any instrument you want.
Yeah.
I'll let you play any of them.
Dude, he like made George Harrison's solo career
mm-hmm.
and like produced some of his best songs.
Phil Spector was Wall of Sound guy, right? The Wall of Sound.
Maybe? I don't know. I'm unfamiliar with the Wall of Sound.
Look up Phil Spector, Wall of Sound.
Yeah, a musician and songwriter who developed the Wall of Sound, fuck a music yeah. production formula he described as a Wagnerian approach to rock and roll. Oh, that's wonderful. I need to read into this. He's the first tycoon of teen.
You don't want to be the first one.
Phil Spector began his career in 1958 as the co-founder of the Teddy Bears, a performer.
Comes from that old teddy bear money.
He was on the guitar and vocals.
His voice is like this now.
What are our voices going to be like when we get older? Sunset
doesn't last all evening. Gabby Dick. He just George, lived listen. By his deeds. He was spiritual, and you knew it. And there was no salesmanship involved. And it made you spiritual being around him.
There you go. That's Phil Spector.
It's like his lips are fighting his words.
It's a battle. It's a constant battle.
He's talking like he knows some shit.
Yeah, he's just responsible for a lot of producing a lot of amazing shit.
What if we had a famous podcast producer on this show? What if producers made podcasts like they what used if we to make went musical to, acts?
Yeah, if we went to someone like, who's a good producer now? Like Trent Reznor.
Is he?
Trent Reznor, yeah.
Is he considered like a...
I mean, I respect him as an artist, so sure. If he's been... I mean, if he's not... It seems like he's not been producing to like big acclaim or anything, or at least acclaim like? We'd see.
What if he was Trent like, Reznor? I heard the one episode where you guys had the goddamn zap machine. I thought it was beautiful.
I mean, it was called to my attention.
Yeah, he wouldn't have listened.
Yeah.
I follow my hashtag. I'm Trent Reznor.
Dude, I would be... What if Trent Reznor produced this podcast?
I think we should...
There'd be very
We should
strange.
Do a Kickstarter. We should save up a lot of money.
To get
all of our ad money for 6 months.
Okay.
And we should pay Trent Reznor.
Great.
To produce one of
them. I would love that. I think he could do it. What would happen? There'd just be like weird sounds happening while we're...
And we should get like M. Night Shyamalan to produce the video.
Oh, wow. That's too much.
Or Martin Scorsese.
Trent Reznor directs too.
Oh, great.
Get him to just direct, one produce and direct. Shop.
We'll try to talk him down and get a 2-for-1.
Dude, you know what you could do with a Trent Reznor produced dynamic banter episode?
What?
You could put it into like the spectral audio analyzer and you could find like secret messages in the spectral like audio thing.
That he puts in there or that we put in there?
No, that he puts in there. Because you see, he did that for a long time.
Uh-huh.
He did it with like his newest albums or like when he would release a new song. He'd put this like weird audio track out and then you'd pull it into like Pro Tools or something. And if you looked at the spectral audio field, which is just, it's almost like looking at the sound waves like the Predator.
Yeah.
You see like what every sound, what it looks like, what every sound looks like.
And what was the message?
It was stuff like my new drink album comes out next month. Or
oh,
something.
So it was exactly drink more Oval.
Yeah, yeah. But it was like really fucking cool. Uh-huh. And it was like, you know, I think I remember hearing, I don't know if this is just like rumors, but I remember hearing that somebody was at a Nine Inch Nails concert and they went to the bathroom and there was a USB drive like taped inside of one of the stalls.
Yeah.
and it was just like crudely taped there, and he like took it and was like, whatever, man, what the fuck is this? He enjoyed his Nine Inch Nails show, as one would. And then he went home and was like, oh shit, this USB drive. So he stuck it in there, and it was like Nine Inch Nails, like crazy ARG shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like images and like sound files that he had to like put piece back together. And then like it was cool. And it was just, it just talked about cool Nine Inch Nails shit.
Interesting.
Yeah, man.
We got a couple live shows coming up. You got any tape? Bring tape.
I have tape. Do you have a USB drive?
Yeah, I just
dude, let's do that.
Okay.
Damn it.
I just bought a USB drive to, I did behind the scenes photos on some pilot for a show. And the USB drive is like 3 gigs and it's this big.
Oh man, that's great.
It's so small.
Yeah. Can we, would you be okay with getting rid of it?
100%.
Okay, great. Let's fill it with like cool shit.
Yeah.
Like you can give it to me. I have a bunch of stuff saved on my hard drive.
Do you have any cool Trent Reznor songs we could put on it?
Yeah, we could put the Trent Reznor song that if you break it apart has the message in it.
Yeah, hell yeah. I think people would really appreciate
it. Dude, that. And then we'll hide the USB drive somewhere. It's not going to be taped in the bathroom stall. We're not going to rip that off. It's going to be somewhere where please don't destroy any property because you won't find it like that.
Yeah, don't break
things. Don't be an asshole trying to find this thing.
But I would definitely look on the bottom of the seats in the front row.
If I were you, I would look under the seats in the front row.
2A, B, row A, section
16. Just saying 16. For no fucking reason.
And I'm not going to give it away where it's going to be, but
16.
And it might be in a place where all I'm saying is don't be afraid to put your entire arm down the toilet.
Yeah. Because definitely it could be in there.
It could probably be. Take the tank off the back of the toilet. And put your face in.
What if I was like, dude, we got to do it this way. We stick it in a Ziploc bag. We tape that up really good, seal it up. Then we take like super waterproof, like duct tape or something. And we just shove our hands as far into the toilet as we possibly can. And then just stick it there. Dude, that's where we stick it.
That's it.
And then what if we did that and then no one found it because obviously it got flushed down the drain or something.
Not only that, but it would fuck up the plumbing.
It would, like a week or maybe 3 weeks later, the owner is like got a plumber in there.
Yeah.
And he like rips out this fucking thing.
And the owner's and the plumber is super psyched to find it.
And he's a Dynamic Banter fan.
Like, this is it!
He got a plumbing job because he thought maybe he got flushed into a something.
He just learned how to do plumbing.
Yeah.
Fun.
Ugh.
It's not going to be in the toilet.
Dude, this hasn't even been going on for like 20 minutes. And I feel like we've already done an entire episode.
Oh, good. Let's do the ads.
I'm tired. but also I wanted to say too, as well as what Mike said, thank you for selling out those two shows in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
But also Mr. Kevin Plackey, who is an old school Dynamic Banter boy.
Mm-hmm. He's 58 years old today.
58 years old. And we'll miss him. He would be 58.
Would have been.
I like what it did. That's a funny one. You want some of this? You ever had that? Life cereal? It's good stuff, man. Have you had it? You've had it.
Life cereal?
Yeah.
The cereal that's been around since 1957?
Yeah, basically.
The cereal is as old as racism.
Tell me that while you eat those, you can sit here and not want another one.
Yes.
You can sit here and not want another one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You think that's the Pringles of cereal?
I eat one of them and I can't stop. Yeah, they're so good.
Well, we'll see. It'll be filmed.
I have not eaten one of them.
No, I'm saying for me.
Oh, for you, yeah.
Should I go back for another one?
I'll just scooch it a little closer to you.
Huh.
Yeah, so Kevin directed this like super rad video version of the audio of the episode where we just opened it with that open eyes, close eyes guy, and Mike was just on the guitar.
Yeah. And you did like a, he did a self-help.
Self-help, yeah. And I just didn't, you guys remember me? Me?
I like how you can make your voice distort at will. Yeah. You put your mic to the perfect level where every time you need it to distort, it does.
Yeah, yeah.
That's I know, a good audio engineer.
I know where to be for.
And we'd like to thank Trent Reznor for that.
Thank you, Trent.
A secret message in my bar.
Hang on, let me turn on this track.
That dude's like, I will only make music for people having choking sex.
Right, right.
That's his whole shit.
Yeah.
Find one Trent Reznor song you can't have choke sex.
Wait, let me turn on this track really quick.
I don't even write lyrics. I want to choke sex.
Choke Sex. That's choke one of his, the best albums.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Choke Sex Backwards is Trent Reznor.
What if you were like, my favorite Nine Inch Nails album is Songs to Have Choke Sex To?
People would know exactly what you're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah. Dude, that's
oh, yeah, I'll get it. That's what they would say. Let me grab it.
Songs of Choke Sex Too. Are you tweeting that out? You have to tweet it.
I do?
Yeah.
I'll do it as some.
Okay, all right, all right.
Yeah.
If you
actually,
don't do
if
it,
we
I'm
do it
gonna
now,
do it.
We could see how well it did
yeah,
by the end of the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what's the exact tweet?
I think it's my favorite Nine Inch Nails album.
That's good.
Yeah. Songs to have joke sex too. Oh fuck, that's so funny. That's kind of what happens when Mike and I hang out. We joke about shit, and then we're like, fuck, you gotta tweet that.
Yeah.
We basically
dude, it really, we haven't like hung out on the couch in a long time.
Yeah.
But that will at least be said two or three times.
Yeah.
And then they'll always do really well.
Yeah.
And it's fun to see.
Yeah.
Together, we're like one really good person on Twitter.
Mike and I could both be one of those just like famous Twitterers.
Yeah.
You know those guys that are like, or girls that are just like, they're too old to be making memes.
Yeah, like probably all of them.
And their claim to fame is they had a tweet that like Taylor Swift retweeted that went, wait, let me see it.
When she first came out, or should I do N-I-N?
My favorite Nine Inch Nails, my favorite Nin album is, yeah. Wait, maybe Nin is too inside baseball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the youngers wouldn't get it.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta see, this is us doing, this is us producing.
And this is how this you is, make one good tweet.
This is Mike and I producing a tweet together. With Phil Spector!
Dude, we're the Phil Spector of tweets together.
Yeah.
So if you want, if your Twitter is bad and hurting and you're not funny, we'll go over your Twitter and we'll be like, here's what you need. And then you pay us thousands of dollars.
Back in 2035, Mike and I were at this party.
Dude, I thought you were going to clear your voice and then just talk normally. Sorry. Sorry.
Jake Paul's in the corner doing that new drug that makes your brain explode. Shay Carl's completely naked. Running around with a GoPro on his penis.
Maybe Hart's up in the attic quilting a sweater.
Now, Rhett and Link were. Wait, hold on. Yeah, Rhett had died by then.
By that point, Rhett had killed Link.
They both weren't there. That's right.
Holy shit. That's so funny to think about a bunch of like late 50-year-old YouTubers hanging out.
Oh, God.
I don't even know
who. I got in. Hey, Mike. Did you get any invite to the Hologram Frito Awards? Oh, are you nominated for a hologrammy? Presented by Frito-Lay.
Mike,
they drove a DeLorean into my apartment for the invitation.
Mike, are you going to Icon? At the Axe Body Spray Center? The Axe Body Spray Memorial Center?
Memorial Convention Center. Oh, man.
Who's Mike?
Oh, man.
Shit, what do you have to do?
I have to do
this. Oh, good. Good reminder.
And that's all?
God damn, that sound is laundry, wake up.
Yeah, I have to
pull
change
out.
It. That is the that's the alarm equivalent to our old theme song. It's
yeah.
the one that everybody has because it's the first on the list, and I need to change that.
I think I talked about this a million times before, but my wake-up alarm used to be the, you know that, like.
Yeah, the one everyone, like the one when you had a standalone alarm.
That made sounds.
Or are you talking about the phone?
The phone one.
Oh, I thought you were talking about old school.
No, no, I had that one to wake me up because like none of the little like.
This is mostly raindrops, somewhat auto-tuned rain.
Like those can't wake me up. They're too nice.
It becomes part of your dream.
Yeah, I just start to have a dream with a nice little digital sound.
My roommate has a really beautiful orchestral wake up sound.
That's nice.
And I'm like, how does that work?
That's
that doesn't seem. That doesn't seem possible. How old were you when you started using alarms?
When I needed to, or when I was doing it just because alarm clocks were like a cool thing to have?
Did you do that?
Do you remember alarm clocks were kind of a cool thing to
have?
I
remember when I first got a radio alarm clock.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to wake up to the sound of the buzz.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. You would look at the back of the box and it would say, set an alarm to your favorite radio station.
Dude, I used to listen to KC 101 in, I used to wake up to that.
Casey Kasem?
No. KC101 was just a Connecticut radio station. They played like all hits. Mm. And
ours was like 95.5, like KLO, like K or K Rock.
K Rock. I knew about K Rock on the East Coast.
Oh shit!
Or
really?
Like big LA station.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then the grunge bands would be like, "Whoa, we haven't gotten on K Rock."
Yeah, it was a big deal to get on
yeah.
K Rock.
We moved all the way from Seattle. They won't even play us on K Rock.
KROQ, K Rock. Grab your dick! It's K Rock. Do you have a Mountain Dew in your hand? It's K-Rock.
Down, down, down.
Hey, white dude, you have dreads? It's K-Rock.
Was there a K-Rock festival?
Oh, of course there was.
Yeah, we had 104 Fest in the Northeast. That was
I can't show. Remember what K-Rock's festival was called, but there, yeah, it was like...
Stone Temple Pilots.
Soundgarden.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Toad the One Sprocket.
There. Ween. Who let Tone the Wet Sprocket into K-Rock-a-con?
Sister Hazel.
Vertical Horizon. My new best friend.
Jesus
Vertical
and
Horizon.
Mary Jane. Skinny Puppy.
The Verve Pie.
And the Verve.
Matchbox 20.
Dude, yeah. You can
Eve just, 6.
We can go on and on. This is a fun one.
I never want to stop. There are
Mercy Playground.
All Saints.
That's good.
Dude, anyone who's enjoying this right now is really enjoying it.
Yeah, and everyone,
and anyone
yeah.
who's on the cusp is like, I can't wait until the next one starts.
I'd like to think that the people who have no idea that these are real bands are just thinking we're coming up with funny fake band names.
You say Marcy's Playground?
Marcy Playground, yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
God damn, so many one-hit wonders back then.
Splendor!
Dude, oh my god.
Holy shit.
Power Man 5000.
Dude, there was, I don't mean to brag, but I am friends with Matt from Vertical Horizon now.
We've become... I thought you were going to say Power Man 5000.
No, 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 no. Are those guys still alive?
They must be.
They're all in Slipknot now.
no, they're just doing the mask thing.
I told them that there was a year, maybe 1999, 2000, where I accidentally saw them five times at least. They opened up for everyone between Boston and
Vertical Horizon?
Because in 1998, Everything You Want was the most played song.
That fucking song!
Dude, it was the most played song.
That makes sense.
Could you imagine writing, like in your room, you break up with a girl, and then you write a song, and for 1 year, it's the most played song?
Is it cool? This is obvious. It's cooler to say... I wrote Here Comes the Sun, which is a song everyone fucking knows, than it is to say I had the number one song in 1997.
That's a whole year of everyone's existence.
Yeah.
That's
something
such...
you can die now and have like a great legacy. Like,
well,
like,
you probably want to try to do
yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, you know how you're like
everyone
is there a point
in
your life where you'd where you've made it, like you've made that mark on the world or whatever it is that you wanted to do?
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, now I can finally chill. Like, do you see that in the future? Do you see your version of that?
My business plan is to tour as a stand-up comedian until I'm too old to move.
Well, there it is. Then that's your way, my man.
But I was thinking about this the other day. Somebody asked me why I still do YouTube. And I thought of an answer that feels right, but I don't know if it's too up my own ass.
Oh, I can't wait.
So you have to be the barometer, because I don't think I don't think I sniff my own farts too much.
Sure.
But you let me know.
Okay.
I still do YouTube for two reasons. One, if I didn't love doing it, like I love the process.
Yeah. Too,
and I love being able to keep in touch with an audience and make things and kind of do like a forced writing exercise every week. It's real cool.
Yeah. That's a wonderful reason.
But I also feel like when I look at my profile and it says January 2006, you know what I feel like as a person?
What?
I'm like, if you inherited a house from your aunt and she was like, renovate whatever you want, but don't touch that light fixture. Don't touch the chandelier. The chandelier's been with us since 2006.
Yeah.
Right? It's
an heirloom.
Change the bathroom. You're going to need new bathrooms, new technology.
But you have to leave that.
Just leave the chandelier, please. I'm part of the structural integrity
of a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that's a wonderful way to put it.
Okay, good.
It's true.
I was hoping that wasn't too much of an ego thing.
No, it's true. It's
because it's how I honestly feel.
It's just true. It's just the truth.
Yeah. But I like it.
I love it, too. I think that's great.
You know who's really good at making YouTube videos?
Ian and Anthony are in the bathroom together.
Why is Phil Spector hosting this party?
They're kissing. They're in love. It's beautiful. Years and years.
We support.
Of course we do. Of course we do. Who knew they just loved each other?
Dude, I hope that we don't have...
That's all they needed. All they needed was love. And they were like, think about all those years where they were tortured. Making smash videos.
Cracking eggs.
Cracking eggs on each other's heads. When they should have been cracking kisses.
Cracking kisses. They should have been cracking kisses.
They should have been cracking kisses. Then they'd be happy. Like
they finally are now. God bless them.
Dude, let's predict the future
of every YouTuber. Let's do all of them.
Well, let's do us first, to be fair.
Okay.
So we definitely have a falling out before it gets to the point where we're 78 and still doing this podcast.
Right, right, right.
I would say without question. We have a business-related falling out in the next 5 to 10.
No question! 100%.
We all somehow, we go on tour.
Wow, you just made this episode, you just made this episode legendary.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I know what, I'm part of the instructional
shit, it's this, this one? Podcast. I feel like it's it fell apart half an hour ago.
So right. We both have houses. We've gone on tour.
Yeah.
Every place.
Yes.
That wants us,
yeah,
gets us. And we make all this money doing it, and we get houses, and then it's like, well, what do we have to strive for?
Yeah.
And we have some big falling out, and we don't talk anymore, but we wish each other the best.
Of course we do. Behind and anytime someone asks about us, yeah, in interviews, it's all love. It's nothing but respect.
Yeah. But would we ever be in the same room together alone?
Definitely not.
Definitely not, and there's really no reason to be.
Right. We have, because we would have done, we would have spent each other's creative and love allowance.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Our
the well has run dry.
Yeah, it would get to a point where we would do nothing in this on this world a service by being in the same room.
People would.
We'd have to be deeply in love for that point in our lives to be to matter.
Dude, someone, a fan of the podcast.
Like Ian and Anthony. God bless them. God, they're so happy.
Oh, and they're happy.
They're so happy. That's all I've ever wanted for both of them. God, they're so happy.
Ryan Fruki.
Yeah, I love it.
Sets up a Patreon in 15 years, and people contribute to it once a month so that we don't have to talk to each other. Like, this will keep them apart and happy.
Hannah Hart didn't come because she's the president of the United States.
I thought you were going to say. I like it. I like it. He fell asleep.
Philip DeFranco died.
Jesus. Well, somebody's going to drop off, right? Realistically.
He died making the Benjamin Franklin time traveler movie.
Where's the demand for that?
From like,
or five, that's what you do with your rich person.
It's
money.
Coming from five people that really loved it. that didn't actually love individual ones. They just loved the idea of it, and they loved the possibilities of what it could be.
Yeah.
That's kind of my, at least, I mean, I guess I'm projecting. That's my feeling on it, is that, like, not any of them are particularly good, except for the musical one. The musical one I'm very proud of, because I wrote a musical, basically. Well, like, one song or something, but one big song with all the little ones in it and stuff, and I'm very proud of it. But Owen and I would talk all the time about, like, turning it into a big movie. And we had, like, all these, like, we had, like, a trilogy at one point of movies.
Were there all other YouTubers in it?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, cool.
Anyone we could get, anyone that would do it.
Uh-huh.
At one point, I had, like, Ben Franklin assembles a group called the Forefathers. And it's, like, all of the, like, greatest, like, generals and, like, people. It's, like, most notable, like, generals, like really well like earned generals,
And decorated then, generals.
Decorated generals, and then it would be like Babe Ruth.
This is Robert E. Lee and Babraham Ruth.
And Babe Ruth would be there. And then at one point, they're all like, they've got their swords and their armor and stuff. And then Babe Ruth's just back there with his like baseball bat.
His little hat.
Yeah, yeah. And he's wearing that like tight striped, white striped outfit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And and then at one point it was going to be like space battles, like everyone would be in space because we were in the future eventually fighting some war. And everyone, the Forefathers would be like the Star Wars, like, Red 5 standing by, Red 4 standing by, Rogue Squadron or whatever.
Sure.
And it would be, like, Abraham Lincoln standing by, Benjamin Franklin standing by, and Babe Ruth. You gotta say standing by.
Yeah.
Yeah, Babe Ruth. All right, here we go.
I'm calling my shot.
And it's him inside of, like, a spaceship, not wearing a helmet.
Yeah.
Not wearing all the cool shit you need when you're flying a spaceship like Star Wars.
Yeah.
He's just wearing his baseball bat. And this baseball bat is like stuck in the ship with him. Like, he just shoved it somewhere where he needed it. Like, whenever he needed it.
Like he crosses his lap when he's driving.
He's just got that stupid baseball bat with him. And at one point it was going to be like, he has to sacrifice himself. So he like shoots, he takes his baseball bat and he like shoots through the glass of the spaceship.
Yeah.
And in space is like spinning with his baseball bat pointed out. And it goes into like the engine of the big ship and right. it, and blows it up and he saves the day with his fucking baseball bat.
And then somebody says something soft and iconic at the end.
Yeah.
They really did call a shot.
Babe really did win the day because he's got an OK candy bar named after him.
He'll always be in my heart's Hall of Fame, the Hall of Fame of my heart. Dude, can I make a appearance tweak
sure,
on Babe Ruth?
Of course.
They have to exit. He has to exit the spaceship, uh-huh. right? But he obviously can't survive in the darkness of space.
No, no.
So he just has his regular baseball uniform. But he has a fishbowl helmet. And his little hat on top of that.
It's a fishbowl. And it is just a fishbowl.
And he has his bat in his hand and his little Yankees hat on top of the fishbowl.
I think that's wonderful because everyone, it's like everyone in line with their like super plugged in tubes yeah. everywhere, super futuristic, locked in, like the purple light is shining on the face.
Yeah. He's like, this ball is foggy.
Yeah. And it gets to him and it's just fogged all around where his face is.
How do you wipe off the ball?
But he's standing there like all heroic with his baseball bat. Dude, that's the poster too. Everyone's in a cool spacesuit, individual posters, and then it's him with just, you don't even see his face, it's just all fogged. Yeah. And he's got his baseball bat and he's and it says Babe.
Babe 3.
Fuck, that's so funny. Dude, I love it. Babe Ruth really, and I wanted him to be like a big doofus, obviously. Yeah, like yeah. he's going to be a stupid guy.
Yeah.
He's going to be a bonehead.
But God, can he hit.
Dude, his baseball bat saves the day. It saves the whole day.
That's good.
He
that's
saves
good
the
story.
World with his baseball bat.
That's a good story.
All right, let's do some ad reads here. Let's get some money, Mike.
Holy shit, man.
When is this going to play? I think there we go.
Candy. Dick. Oh. And smart sounds in one by one, and people will get used to the song. Add the small sounds in one by one, so people get used to the song.
Guys, want to thank Squarespace. One of our favorite sponsors. We don't like to play favorites, but Squarespace has been around for quite some time.
OG.
An OG. We swear by Squarespace. Mike Falzone, host of Dynamic Banter, has a Squarespace website that you
know I
to,
do.
MikeFalzone.com. And that's a Squarespace site. Guys, we love Squarespace. What can you do with Squarespace for those of you that are like, what is this?
You can make a website for one.
Absolutely. You can just turn your idea into a website. Show off your work. Publish your blogs, your writings, your manifesto. Promote your online business or physical business. You can sell products. Announce an upcoming event, special project. And Squarespace does this, guys, by giving you beautiful templates created by world-class designers, powerful e-commerce functionality, the ability to customize look and feel, settings, products, and more with just a few clicks. And
get used to the song.
That 24/7 award-winning customer support. That's right, guys. 24/7. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, someone is available there to help you with any of your Squarespace issues. Guys, make it yourself. Easily create a website by yourself. So go to squarespace.com/banter. That's squarespace.com/banter for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use that offer code BANTER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Make it stand out with Squarespace.
That's probably my favorite ad read song yet. Big fan.
Yeah, it's really good, huh? Let's try one for another one from this album.
The small sounds in one by one, grab your dick and get used to the song. Grab your leg, grab your leg, grab your leg, get used to the song. Grab your leg, grab your dick, grab your leg, grab your dick.
Mike, today's Mike, our next sponsor. I think that camera moved a little bit. You want to twist it? It's probably okay, but if you want to give it a little twist, just turn it the other way. There you go, sweetheart. Yeah.
Limmer?
That's good. Mike, I had today's sponsor in my mouth this morning. It's a new year. It's a new year, and that means new resolutions. And we've got one you're working on twice every day. It's your oral health. And with a Quip electric toothbrush, sticking to good habits is simple. The guiding features are like a built-in support system for better brushing. Guys, we're talking about the Quip toothbrushes. I use them daily. It's a product I trust inside the sensitive, wonderful, beautiful wasteland that is my mouth.
Hell yeah. Me and my wife use them. They've been inside my whole family.
Yeah. They're inside everyone in my home. And I wouldn't have it any other way. And let's talk a little bit about those sonic vibrations. For an effective clean that's gentle on your sensitive gums. Why? Because people brush too hard. And some electric toothbrushes are just too abrasive.
You're not wrong. I'm scared of most brands.
Not Quip, though. And it's got a built-in 2-minute timer, which pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides and help you to clean your whole mouth evenly.
It also beeps when it's near your mouth, so you know where to put it.
Did you know that 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes or don't clean evenly? Get into a better habit, guys. The Quip toothbrush will help you with that 30-second pulse that you will love. It's a nice little reminder. It's like your friend telling you, hey... Hey, buddy.
Hi.
Switch it.
Switch what?
Switch the brush to the other side.
Right now?
Yes.
All right.
And guys, with a Quip subscription, brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. Guys.
They'll send you a new dentist every 3 months.
And a friendly reminder when it's time for a refresh and to stay committed to your oral health. That's not a good service. I don't want that. I want Quip. I don't want one where they'll send a dentist to your house hey, every 3 months. Hey, Jonathan! Jonathan's here!
It's me, Dr. Taylor. Let me in! Let me in!
So, guys, Mike and I love Quip. We use them. Our girls use them. We know a lot of people use them because we get a lot of tweets from people saying, got that Quip toothbrush for Christmas.
Remember
and
when
such.
We gave one away at the live show? And the
yeah!
Everybody was so flipping out
yeah.
about it.
Yeah, and that person that got it was messaging us saying that she loved it.
And she came to another show and she smiled that I lost my eyesight. Bright teeth.
Guys, so Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/banter right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/banter. Thanks, Quip.
Thank you, Quip.
All right, let's do some, let's dig into some history roads.
Please.
It's been too long.
Been too long. Shouldn't have left you without some little nieces and nephews.
Let's write a Disney Channel show called Ben Too Long.
And he's Ben Franklin and he's a time traveler.
No, it's a kid who invents something that makes his torso grow out real long, like yeah. a superhero.
Yeah, Ben Too Long.
Yeah. he uses, he can change, he can like, he can stretch his body
yeah.
to help people, to help, like the intro has him like walking around and then he looks up in the tree and there's a cat stuck up there and there's a little girl going, ah! And he just goes, boop, and he stretches up his body and he gets the cat and goes, right.
But because it's very new.
And then he goes, because it's a secret. He doesn't want anybody to know he has it.
I don't want my mom to know why I rip my clothes every fucking time.
Yeah.
But since his powers are new, he doesn't know how to fully retract. So sometimes his excess torso is just hanging on the ground while he walks.
Yeah, yeah.
Like his
he gets into all sorts of mischief. Upright,
but he's dragging behind himself like a wacky waving inflatable arm man.
Yeah, yeah.
With no air getting blown up.
Right.
Wash your back, old dirty Ben.
Dude, I think this could be a good show.
Been too long.
Because then you can do fun things where he's like, you know, the cars are driving next to each other, and he's like in one side of the car, and his legs are on the other side.
Yeah.
And his like funny overweight friend is like grabbing his legs. Whoa, Ben! Been too long.
Ben, he says something, the friend says something cute and wacky, like, whoa, we're definitely gonna be late for dinner.
I don't think my mom knows where I am right now.
I hope this isn't on tomorrow's pop quiz. Wacky, shitty friend.
Oh, my mom's gonna be so mad tomorrow.
History.
All right.
Hitting all the keys at once. Hitting all the keys in the rhythm of that song. That's what that sounded like.
Fuck. I like to have fun, Mike.
Oh, shit.
This
one's from...
History.
Transformers theme song.
Ha 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 ha!
MCA.
Salesmanship involved, and it made you search for a ring around here.
This is true.
This is bad.
This history road is from, wow, I don't know how to pronounce this name, Tung Kwok Nguyen.
Okay, good try. Regardless.
My name is Tung, he says. No donuts, just regret is the name of this history road.
Right on time.
I like scheduling them now. I think it's nice. Hi, my two little two-horn cornborn boys. My name is Tung. Yes, pronounced like that thing used to pronounce things. I've been a big fan since the old SourceFed days, and I remember Steve being on an episode of A Thousand Ways to Die. I got an Emmy for that. I have a little history road for you today. It all started when me and my sister felt a rumble in our tums. To nourish our hunger, we decided to go get donuts. Remember, Mike, when you could be, when you could just go get donuts?
I think about that time all the time.
That time goes away, guys.
Get as many donuts. If you don't feel like it affects you right now, eat 1,000 donuts today.
Yeah, if you don't, if you can eat, here's the test. If you can eat one donut and then an hour later you feel really good still, then you can probably eat a lot of donuts and be fine.
I would like a history road from somebody after that test. You're still feeling good. The next day you go get 2 donuts. Please write a history road about just what that was like.
Yeah. You really shouldn't eat donuts at a certain age ever again.
Yeah.
That's a term you have to that's you have to figure that out.
Whatever age we are is one of them.
It's too late. Yeah, we need to stop.
But we still do every day.
We still do every day. 4 or 5 donuts. It's been a long time, actually.
I had a bite of a donut at a VidCon.
Mm, there you go. Yeah, because they have donuts.
Years,
a lot.
And it was terrible, and it ruined it for me.
Yeah,
but it wasn't VidCon's fault. It was Instagram's fault. But they were nice to take pictures of, and I'm pretty sure it was a set piece. All right. Not interesting enough for Steve. Please continue.
I think the Village people were done with that story. You know what I'll do? I'm going to, in the edit, I'm going to lower that really low so people can hear what you said.
No, don't.
Was it not funny?
No, because now the rest of it doesn't work. We just got to finish the show because I have other things to do.
Oh, shit. Did you guys hear that?
The show's been going on for an hour and a half.
This is hour 2.
Welcome to hour 2. And God, we need you to donate.
To nourish our hunger, we decided to go get donuts. But our favorite donut shop was 40 minutes. However...
Weirdest name for a donut shop.
This didn't stop us. You come in, 40 minutes, you get a donut.
You come in, 40 minutes, bing, bada boom, bada bang, 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 40 minutes later.
Donut. We're here outside of 40 minutes. The new donut shop that opened in town, we're not exactly sure.
Hell yeah.
Why it's called that. So we have the owner here, Mr. Jenkins.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome to 40 minutes. You want a donut?
Yeah, yes, but why?
You're going to have to give me a minute.
Can we just ask you for the audience and for everyone at home and for people that might want to come and get a donut from
sure,
your establishment?
And who wouldn't?
Why is it called 40 minutes?
Well, it takes about 40 minutes start to finish to make the perfect donut. We don't make any the night before or before anyone comes in. They're made to order. You got 40 minutes, we got a donut for you. You got patience?
So you're saying that every 40 minutes...
Every 40 minutes,
you
a donut
serve
is born.
One donut.
Yes.
All right. Great. Back to you in the studio. Um, All right, let's see. I'm so sorry. We're just goofing around here. However, this didn't stop us, so we hopped into my sister's car and took off. It's been ages since I had one of these delectable delights, and the thought of eating a baker's dozen put me in a more than chipper mood. Quick note, I've always been an optimistic boy. Great.
Unrelated.
Good note. On our way, we passes a church, and everyone was dressed real fancy-like. I, being as overjoyed and as optimistic as I am, assumed it must have been a wedding. I rolled my window down and yelled as loud as Steve's horn, "Congratulations!" The look on everyone's face was upset and even angry at my boisterous gesture, which watch seemed odd to me. I pull me head back in the window. Is this a pirate?
I pull me head back in the porthole. 7 yards off the starboard bird.
The parrot's in the corner throwing up out of his nose.
Old Foul Bottom's doing what Old Foul Bottom does. Fills his pants with poop.
Foul Bottom, we says, fill your trousers.
Pulled me head back in the window, and my sister was laughing and pointed to the vehicle a few cars in front of us. It was a hearse. I congratulated people at a funeral. The second worst part to this story was that the donut shop closed down a week or two before, so we never got the donuts. But I did get this awkward story. Thank you, too, for always making me laugh when I tune into your podcast. Y'all inspired me to start my own podcast. We're get a few friends every week.
Good plug. Gonna want to give these a once over. Holy shit.
Yeah. And we share stories like this one. You two are the greatest. Thank you.
What happened in that story?
Thank you, Tongue. Good boy. Do you want to do one more and then we'll get out of here?
No, seriously, what happened? When did he was congratulating people at a...
He yelled he was having such a fun, positive day going to the donut shop with his sister. He was very excited about it. And then he yelled congratulations. He saw they passed a church and there was like a wedding going on.
Sure, sure, sure.
He yelled congratulations and everyone looked mad.
Sometimes.
It was a funeral.
Maybe do you get to that point of optimism where you're just overly optimistic? And that could still work.
Yeah, I mean, like, I love the gesture.
Yeah.
But
who gets congratulated?
But like, yeah, you definitely gotta
heard
look.
You just inherited a bunch of money. Congrats.
Also, maybe make sure that people look happy before you yell congratulations.
Yeah, it could also be a bad wedding. Squarespace.
This history road is called Fall of a Boy, and it's from DJ Ashworth. Fall DJ DJ.
Fall of a Boy is my favorite early 2000s pop punk quadrant.
DJ Ashworth says, my name is DJ, and this is my history road about how I busted my forehead open when I was 5 years old. I'm 20 now, so I'm completely fine, minus a little scar.
I'm 20, so I'm all healed up.
20? 20 is a good age to go eat a bunch of donuts.
That's your homework.
I was a young 5-year-old born boy staying with my aunt Sasha when I decided to ride my bicycle around outside. Near where I was riding, there was a little staircase made out of concrete that, in my 5-year-old wisdom, I figured would be insanely fun to ride down. short story long, I completely ate shit about halfway down and landed literally on my face. Now, Mike, I would like you to picture Eddie Guerrero from Judgment Day 2004.
Come in.
When he messed up the blade job. Now, de-age and de-Mexican him about 25 years and make him New Zealish, and you got a bloody leal DJ.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Now, what treatment did I get? Your boy got a wet face cloth to cover it up until it stopped bleeding, and then a larger Band-Aid. These are important details. The point of this email? Basically, why I told you all of this is to point out that my head hurts a little bit worse than this every single time I hear simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Oh, I didn't like the turn this time.
Thanks, guys. This has been History Road and the end of my mom's friendship with her friend. Much love, DJ.
You ruined your mom's friendship with a friend with your antics. No karma points for you.
Got any plugs, baby boy?
Yeah, we're going to Nashville.
We're going to Nashville.
There's today, Friday, tickets go on sale for Friends and Friends in Portland on the 24th of February.
I've never been. I'm jealous.
Come.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Delman's coming. Lee's coming.
When is it?
24th.
Of?
Next month, February.
Oh, man. There's too much going on. I think I'm going to be in New York.
Okay, well, you're out. And then the week before that, on the 17th, me and Elliot are doing stand-up in Boston.
Oh, man, Boston. I've never been. Also,
tonight, Friday, I'm hosting two shows in Irvine for Theo Vaughn.
Why is it so? Why are you crying?
Because it's very difficult. Also, there's burps that need to come out, and I'm holding back. Two shows in Irvine for Theo Vaughn, and then at 11:30, I have my show in Santa Monica. Fallback show. I might not be alive on Saturday.
Yeah, man. Holy shit.
This might be my last. I just want to tell Zoya I love her. And my family's always been a good family.
I'm glad we got one more good one out of you on Dynamic Banter.
I laughed so hard today. Today was nice.
If one of us dies, should we continue the podcast or should it end? Because
I would say there's one more and then it ends. If one, like...
Right, there has to be
one. If I die this weekend, you should at least do one more.
Yeah, I'll do one where I have, like, all of your friends and Zoya and everything like that. Yeah, and we'll do, like, a big goodbye.
Yeah.
But what if...
you shouldn't just chop it off at the hour mark, either.
Certainly not.
Like, well, that's... I guess we should do a History Road and be out of here.
Do you think we'd have a sponsor? Who'd get the your half
we would
of the
definitely,
money?
We got sponsors until, like, next year. So we would have to... Dude, you would have to stop in the middle of being like, and Mike always... You know, he
loves
he
Squarespace.
Was a bit much sometimes, but he would never lie to your face. Anyway, Quip is electronic. It's like brushing your teeth in the future.
Which Mike will not be in. So I was going to say, if there's a world where we have to replace ourselves, who would you have in my place and who would I have in your place?
Like if we had to keep
if we
going,
had to keep
like
it
we
going.
Have to fulfill the sponsors?
Yeah. Like, you know how David Spade kept trying to do movies after Chris Farley died?
Yeah.
Who would he work with that would have been a good Chris Farley replacement, you think?
I don't think he did that.
No, he didn't do that.
He just started doing different
He just
movies.
Tried to do different. He just did different
movies. He was like, oh, yeah, I'm friends with Adam Sandler, too.
And Rob Schneider.
Yeah. They're not different enough, though. Like, they had a great dynamic.
Yeah.
A little skinny, a little fat.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll think about that for the next one.
Why don't you write in with your suggestions?
Yeah.
Who would replace the other one when the other one dies?
Yeah, and then we'll talk about it, too.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you guys so much for listening. Go to MikeFalzone.com to see upcoming Mike Falzone tours and comedy shits. And also you can go to youtube.com/thevalleyfolk to see all sorts of fun Valley Folk stuff with the Valley Folk. And the recent video we put up is a Dynamic Banter Theater, which you should check out. We mentioned
Kevin
started to mention
job.
This, and then we stopped. But yeah, Kevin did a great job. We love him so much. Give that video some love. And then also go to youtube.com/dynamicbanter and subscribe to that channel, too, so you can see Mike and I, our pretty faces, while we make these. All right. Later.
Yeah.
That was a HeadGum podcast.